Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, they're saying it.
So did we.
Can I get a roll call, please? Here.
Carla?
Here.
Reyes?
Here.
Carleen Hoblet?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
Rita?
She's absent.
Cam?
Here.
Do you have a form?
Thank you. Others in attendance, so start over in Sandpoint.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kirk Feldbauer.
Patrick Mayer.
Carol Ruth.
That's it.
Aaron Kinkel. Okay, thank you. In King Cove, we have
Matt.
Paul Barker.
Amy Mack.
False pass.
David Sills.
Accutan. Annette Barnett. And Kirk, would you mind reading any others in attendance, please?
Yes. Under Collins, we have KSCP, Candace Robb, Danny Robb, Katie Borm, and Hillary Smith.
Thank you. We'll move on now to the approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
We have a motion from Arlene, seconded by Hillary, to the approve the agenda. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rita?
Oh, she's not here. Sorry.
Carleen? Robert?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda is approved. That brings us down to the approval of the minutes. We have the regular meeting from September 28, 2020, regular meeting November 26, 2020, and the special meeting January 11, 2021.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for September 28th, November 26th, and January 11th.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from Reyes from September 28th, November 26th, and January 11th.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
And there's a second from Carla. Any discussion on the minutes?
Hillary?
One second, please. Arlene, you had something to say?
Discussion on the minutes, special meeting minutes from January 11th. Can we please add Jacqueline De La Cruz, Lynette Mack, and Elizabeth Gardulius to others in attendance, please?
Can you repeat those names, please?
Yes, it was Lynette Mack, Jacqueline De La Cruz, and Elizabeth Gardulius.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we need a motion to amend the motion to approve the special meeting with the addition of the name.
This is Maria. I'll make a motion to amend the original motion to include the names for the special meeting minutes.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion to amend the original motion approving the minutes with the addition of the three names as Arlene listed. Can I get a roll call on the amendment to the motion?
Hillary?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Arlene Helbert?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Back to the original motion. Can I get a roll call approving the minutes?
Wilson?
Yes.
Carly? Helbert?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The minutes have been approved. That moves us down to recognitions and presentations, which there are none on the agenda at this time, so we'll move down to public comments. We'll start with public comments in King Cove. Are there any? And public comments in Sandpoint? Any public comments in Falls Pass?
No public comments here.
Any public comments in Accutane? There are none here. Any public comments on the phone line? Please press star 9 to raise your hand. Not seeing any motion over there from Kirk. So we will move on to student reports. There are none. Oh, Chance, do you have anything to report?
There's just basketball club going on right now for the boys and the girls. So we're able to practice. But traveling and nothing. And at the next meeting, I plan on getting in contact with the other student council presidents to be able to talk about what's going on at other schools too. At the next meeting, I'll be able to come and talk about that. But other than that, there's not much going on here. Unless Mr. Mayor has something to add.
No, I think that's great, Chance. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chance. Thank you. We'll move on to board reports. The ASB annual conference. Who would like to go first?
This is Hillary. I'll go.
Okay.
All right. Our AASB conference was different this year. We did it on Zoom meeting. Friday, we had Anne McFarland. That was very interesting. She did Jurassic Parliament procedures. And then Saturday, I attended school law in the morning session. In the afternoon session, I went to OSOG with Billy Strickland. And he states, he said, activities are very important in our schools for our students' health and well-being. Attendance is higher. Leadership is higher. No sports brings depression on students, decrease in student health. And he said, during this time, all stakeholders need to work together. He said, we can't eliminate the risk, but we can keep it low. He also states, follow all protocols, educate coaches, students, and parents. So that was an interesting session that went in with Billy Strickland. And then also on Sunday, our key speaker was Cameron Perez Verdita. And he is a product of Nome. He grew up in Nome. And his statement is, when he started off his conference, he says, what's your number one thing? How much time do we spend on our students? He talked about a long-range plan, a plan to be done by the community. He said the focus is our students. The more people involved, teachers, board members, parents, community members, administrators, he said, the more people involved, the more the community feel they're part of the school and part of making goals for our students. And he says, the number one thing to remember is ask our students first. And I thought that was very interesting. He went and he was just talking about all the different things we could do with the students and learn from them. And we did resolutions also on Sunday, and that was very hard on Zoom. That we went over, so once we got done with our resolutions, we only had one breakout session to go to. We had to cancel the other ones because it took us so long to go through the resolutions that we had. But that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Hillary.
So I attended the AASB annual conference as well, and it was definitely a unique learning experience since, like Hillary said, the whole conference was hosted through Zoom. I think my favorite session was Anne McFarlane, who did a really interesting session on parliamentary procedure. She had great advice and some fun exercises. She has her own webinar series that's going to be posted to her website, so if you weren't able to make the conference, I definitely recommend that you check out what she has to say on her webinars. My one pullout, I think, from that special session was she recommended putting estimated times on the agenda just to keep an orderly and punctual meeting, and I thought that was a great thing to pull from that. I also attended a cultural connected community support session that focused around teacher retention. We talked about how to improve culture camps to include teachers, community events, food preservation, and in-service partnerships that focus with stakeholders. We really talked about growing our own teachers and the programs that are started to help with those, like Ignite and Educators Rising. My main pullout from that session, I think, was really when a college student talked about how he struggled with his cultural identity when he attended college, and how to navigate through college without experiencing all the culture shock. And it was very interesting to hear what colleges are doing now for Alaska Native students and other students around the country who come from small, you know, small rural places that are culturally impacted, and what self-culture looks like, family culture, and how you can navigate through life just knowing what you know, pulling from your culture. So it was a really good conference. I enjoyed myself. I wish it would have been in person, but it was still nice to see everybody that we've been working with these past couple of years through AASB.
Thank you. Thank you, Arlene. Rita also attended the conference, and I also attended the conference. It was very different doing it online, but there was still a lot of really good information. The parliamentary procedure was very informational. One of the things that I highlighted in my notes was what she had said is what we focus on is what we achieve. And I wanted just to remember that, because sometimes we focus on things that aren't really, like, goal-oriented. It's just day-to-day operations. And she spoke a lot about making sure that you are in your role of a board member and that you're policymakers, not movers and shakers, and that it's there is a line between a legislation and administration, and it makes it difficult when you cross that line. And she had just, again, focused on what you focus on is what you achieve. And as a board member, we should be focusing on our long-term goals and where we want to bring our district. The keynote speaker on Saturday, William Parrott, presented on the board's roles and actions in turning high-poverty schools into high-performing schools. I really enjoyed that presentation. There were 7 key actions that he spoke about in turning into high-performing schools, and I highlighted those in my written report, but I'll just say they're know and hold high expectations, commit to equity and confront your brutal facts, challenge mental maps and biases, foster healthy, safe, and supportive environments, focus on student, professional, and system learning, build leadership capacity, and maintain a fierce sense of urgency. I really enjoyed his presentation, and then today during our workshop when we had our 2 principals presenting on their Wednesday release schedules, I was really encouraged to hear some of the similarities in the way that they're conducting their meetings and their strategies that they're using kind of lined up with some of the stuff that he was talking about and how to turn into high-performing schools. So that was really encouraging to hear. I also attended strategic planning ones and one of the afternoon sessions, and some of the things they pointed out was what the plan consists of and how it can be a foundation for superintendent and board evaluation, staff development, building leadership capacity, making sure our goals are smart and focused on student outcomes. And the Anchored School Boards is also there, and they talked about adding goal monitoring to their board business as an agenda item. And I just thought that was really important because after they put their plan in place, they designated so much time on each meeting to see if they're reaching their goals or monitoring where they're at and their progress according to their plan. And I thought that was a really good idea. And the one thing that I missed about this conference was there was no students. There was one student there, as with one of their board, but there was no student YLI, so it was like you missed that interaction of seeing those future leaders, and that was just the one drawback of having it virtual. It was pretty lengthy.
Thank you, Jackie.
So anyone have any questions or comments to anyone regarding their annual conference reports? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to superintendent's report.
Thank you, Madam Board Chair. My report is in the packet. I would just like to augment what was in the report by saying today's work session I felt was very fruitful. I want to thank the administrators for and other members of our leadership team here for their efforts in putting together that presentation, and also for being a participation or a strong participant in the document that is a potential foundation for a strategic plan. So it was very, very beneficial, I think, time that was spent. And also, I'd just like to, again, pat everyone in the district on the back for, you know, keeping our schools open. We're an anomaly in the state to, through conservative management of the of our day-to-day life in the school, we've really missed a minimum of days due to COVID-19. So just thanks for everybody and their efforts. You know, the lights at the end of the tunnel with the vaccine being available. I myself received the vaccine. I was thankful for the opportunity for that, and that's all I have to say. So thank you. Unless there are questions.
Any members of the board have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Ruth.
Go ahead. Do you know when the Sandpoint School staff are going to be eligible for the vaccine if they haven't already fallen in any other categories? Because I had heard that King College teaching staff were offered, am I correct or am I not right?
So let me tell you what I know about it. I talked to Paul, Mr. Mueller, today. Last week, people had the opportunity, and we advertised for teachers that were 50 years old and up could call the clinic and make an appointment to get vaccinated. So teachers fall in that 1B category. It was the intent to be able to offer it to more teachers this week in both locations. And I spoke with him today, and he's trying to make a determination of exactly how many doses he's going to get and then, you know, look backwards to the other, you know, tiers to make sure that elders are able to get their vaccination. And, you know, it varies a little bit from community to community. So I think that he's hopeful that we'll be able to have more vaccinations this week. But I think as the weeks tick by, teachers will be, you know, on the short list to be able to receive the vaccine. So, and I don't know exactly what happened in King Cove. Paul, do you, how many of your teachers actually were able to get vaccinated last week?
Two. I think it was four or five total.
Right.
Yeah, and that was just because they had they just happened to have extras. So people called, and you know they thought they were going to get put on a list for this week, right? And then they just wound up getting called and said, you know, you can come over right now if you'd like to get the shot. So they just took advantage of that here in King Cove.
Okay, great. Thank you. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you bet. And if I get any more information, I will release it as it becomes available to me.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to district correspondence. Is there any correspondence from the packet any board members would like to comment or discuss? Hearing none, we'll move down to the next item on the agenda, which is a business manager's report.
Dave Nielsen.
Take it away.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board, Superintendent Mayor. The business manager report is in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time.
Does any members of the board have any questions regarding the current financial report? Hearing none, I'll look for a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report. This is Arlene.
We have a motion from Arlene, seconded by Carla, to accept the current financial report. Can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Maya?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblet?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Tan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The financial report is accepted. That moves us on to department reports. Activities report, Amy Matt.
Hi, guys. I gave you my board report. Do you have any questions or comments on that? I don't have much to add. There's not really anything going on.
Any members of the board have any questions regarding the activities report? Hearing none, thank you, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
We'll move on to special education. This is Dr. Seifert.
Thank you. The board has a report that I submitted to the packet. I don't have anything further at this time. If anyone has any questions for me.
I Any members of the board with any questions? Hearing none, we'll move on. Thank you so much, Dr. Seibert, to Technology Director Kurt Feldbauer.
Thank you, Madam President. My report is in the packet. I have nothing further to add. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Any questions from any members of the board? Thank you. Moving down to school counselor, Lindsay Pinkelman. Is she online?
I am. I submitted my report in the packet.
Any members of the board have any questions? So, Lindsay? Hearing no questions, we will move on to, thank you, Lindsay, new business, Indian policies and procedures. Patrick, can you speak a little bit on this agenda item, please?
I can, and then I will defer to Dr. Seifert, who is our federal programs director. So this is an annual submission where we seek input from our local tribes in the development of our Indian policies and procedures. And there have been some changes in the regulations surrounding that particular process. And so we had to kind of back up and retool and make sure that we were, taking care of anything that we might not have been taking care of that we should have. So that has been resolved, I believe, just in my conversations with Dr. Seifert, who has worked closely with those on the committee for our Indian policies and procedures. And so, Dr. Seifert, would you kind of, with your permission, Madam President, can I turn this over to Dr. Seifert?
Yes, please.
So the Indian Ed Parent Advisory Committee met on January 5th and went over the changes and revisions with mostly verbiage issues that we needed to make sure that we had, that were in compliance for our impact aid application, and then also just making sure that our timeline for when the Indian Ed Parent Advisory Committee should meet throughout the year. So those changes were put into our Indian Ed policy procedures. So I believe now we have a pretty solid document that was approved by the Parent Advisory Committee, and then was handed over to the board in the workshop, even prior to the workshop for tonight's meeting, for the final approval by the board. And then, again, these meetings will continue to happen on this timeline, and then we will revisit it next year and make sure that we're in compliance so that when we do the application, that we meet all those regulations.
Awesome. Thank you. Does any members of the board have any questions on the Indian policies and procedures? Hearing none, I'll look for a motion to accept the Indian policies and procedures.
I'll make a motion to accept the new Indian policies and procedures as amended.
Second, Ms. Carlene.
So a motion by Arlene, seconded by Carlene, to accept the Indian policies and procedures for FY22. Can I get a roll call, please?
Arlene Cobbler?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Arlene? Wilson?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you. The Indian policies and procedures have been accepted. Moving on to the phone poll ratification of the recent calendar change. There was a phone poll conducted to change in-service days. I don't have the exact dates. One second. No, I do not. Does anybody have those in front of them, the exact date to the calendar change?
I do not. Hold on. January 22nd.
Well, actually, there were two dates. It was February 8th and then also the May 1st, because we used one January 6th, and then we'll be the other one January 22nd for RTI.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we're looking for a motion to ratify the phone poll conducted on November 25th, changing February 8th and May 3rd to January 6th and January 22nd. The votes were 6-0. Can I get a motion for the phone poll ratification?
Make a motion to ratify the phone poll. More details?
No, that's good. I'll second. This is Arlene. We have a motion by Rhett, seconded by Arlene, to ratify the phone poll regarding the calendar change. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rhett?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Arlene Hollis?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. The phone poll is ratified. Moving on to Scholarship Committee for 2021 scholarships. This afternoon in our workshop, we discussed establishing a committee to establish criteria for the 2021 scholarship awards and to revamp the rubric in order to create a more rewarding scholarship program. I can't think of the word. So I'm looking for a motion to establish the scholarship committee for FY21.
This is Carla. I move to establish the scholarship committee for FY21. I'll second.
So there was a motion by Carla to establish the scholarship committee, seconded by Rayette. Can I get a roll call, please?
Colleen Wilson?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Arlene Hollis?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, the scholarship committee is charged with establishing criteria for scholarship selections and revamping the rubric. And the committee is Lindsay Pinkelman, Carla Chibetnoy, and Arlene Wilson.
That moves us down to personnel. Resignations. You have one resignation in your board packet.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation, Rebecca Newman. King Cove.
Carla,
second it. We have a motion by Arlene, seconded by Carla, to accept the resignation of Rebecca Newman. Can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene Hoblick?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The resignations have been accepted. Moving to new hire, there are new hires in the packet, which brings us down to public comments. Are there any members of the public in King Cove who would wish to comment? False pass.
No comments here.
Accutan?
No, we're good here. Thanks.
Thank you. Sam Point? And any members calling in, can you press star 9 or raise your hand if you would like to make a public comment?
Nothing.
Thank you, Kurt. That brings us down to board comments.
This is Hillary. I have a comment.
Okay.
Okay. On the scholarship committee, once you guys get your criteria for the scholarships, could we put it in like the TJAC drive and our newspaper at the school, and then could all senior parents get a copy of that so they'll know what to expect from their student, from their senior?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll put that in the part of the written charge to distribute the new guidelines.
Yes, thank you. I think the more the parents know, then they'll, you know, we could say that we sent it out and to make them aware of it.
Yes, I agree.
Any other board comments? Yes, Arlene?
I would just like to relay some information. DEED is conducting a survey about teacher retention and recruitment. This is a very important survey for DEED as their teacher retention work group is working directly under Commissioner Johnson and Governor Dunleavy to move forward with some possible new legislation to help our state. So if you have not received a survey link, you could request one directly from DEED's website. So if you're a certified teacher of the state of Alaska, please make sure you participate in that survey.
Thank you. Any other board comments? Hearing none, that will bring us down to the agenda items for the next meeting. Any items that need to be placed on the agenda for the next meeting? Board policy 6184, second reading.
Online credit.
We should have a proposed calendar the next meeting.
But anyone else think of anything else prior to that, just to get in contact with myself, Patrick, or Sophia? So that brings us down to date, time, and location of the next meeting. Which would be February
15th. It's the third Monday.
February 15th is the third Monday. If we wanted to keep doing third Mondays, does that work for everyone? Another holiday. Is it a holiday? President's Day. Any?
There's a 9 o'clock work session that morning.
Oh, I didn't mind the 9 o'clock work session, but if we don't have a lot of stuff on there, there's no reason why we can't have a 1 o'clock work session. So we are probably going to need to have some longer discussions regarding our strategic plan in our work sessions as well.
So if I can just weigh in here, I think we could do it at 1, and we can keep the agenda skinny so that we have some time to discuss that first part of the strategic plan. If the rest of the board is agreeable to that.
Well, on a typical Monday, we have all staff meetings at 9:30 on Mondays.
Sure.
Just today, I didn't leave because it's a holiday, so 9 o'clock was. Fine this week, and I guess on the 15th,
that
will just work too if we have to. But I'm
tentatively. Will we be doing policy at the next work session as well?
That's possible that we might. So, with those two things, that would eat up a couple hours for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have Sophia send out a couple dates or something, maybe.
Well, if it's just a matter of time, I think between 1 and 5 is plenty of time to get stuff done, and then meeting at 6:30. We don't want to be sitting in our workshop that long, so I think 1 o'clock workshop will be fine, 6:30 meeting, February 15th. That sound good with everybody?
Yep.
Yeah. Okie dokie. That brings us down to the adjournment of today's meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
A motion by Arlene, seconded by Carla, to adjourn at 7:24 p.m. Any opposed? Hearing no objections, the meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.